Time now, the Medusa pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruttori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. 5 points last weekend against Lake State, Tom. Keeps you in first place by 7. Congratulations.
Appreciate that, Schulze.
In the postgame, we talked about how proud you were of the players for being able to do what they've been able to do. Ballpark it here. How many hours a week are they in meetings? Are they in practice? Are they doing team-related stuff in addition to all the schoolwork they've got to do?
Well, we, you know, it's for, you know, probably, you know, 15, 16 hours when you factor all that stuff in. All that stuff in, Schulze. I mean, we have a rule that you can't go more than 20 hours a week. So, you know, we probably go 15, 16 hours. You know, it's with games on Friday and Saturday. So they're pretty busy, and they're tired. So the biggest thing is, too, that, you know, probably the last month, less is more. You know, hour and 10-minute practices, you know, weight room a couple days a week at 45 minutes. You have to really make sure that they've got gas in the tank on Friday and Saturday.
Aside from seniors who are finishing up their schoolwork, how many credits do freshmen, sophomores, and juniors have to take to be able to play?
Well, we have our guys taking 15 credits minimum. So some are taking 16. You know, so again, we want them taking 15 credits. And if there's an extenuating circumstance, like they transferred in with maybe, you know, what X amount, you know, they can take more. But these guys are taking full loads as well.
Your teams have always been some of the best in the conference, in the classroom, too. Fans, I'm guessing, only think of the couple hours on Friday and Saturday nights. How are you guys doing this year in the classroom?
They're doing great. I mean, we had a 3.4 grade point average coming into this semester as a team. And, you know, just talking to our guys right now, obviously we don't have the grades for this semester yet. We'll have them next week. But they all thought they did really well, so that's good to hear.
With all the positives on the ice, much of the focus has been on the players, and rightly so. But it takes a bunch of assistant coaches doing their jobs, too, behind the scenes. And how have you and Travis and now Eddie and Justin kind of molded into one staff?
It's been great. It's been a great semester. Obviously, Travis and I have experience with each other, you know, last 3 years, and Travis played for me. Eddie's done a bang-up job. And losing Teddy, I was a big loss for us, but he's taken on where Teddy left off, and he's grinding it out on the road. He's on the phone all the time, so he's just doing an outstanding job. And Justin, he's going to be a great coach. I mean, he is so detailed. He's great on the video. He's got a good outlook on the game, so I'm very fortunate to have those guys.
More with Coach Cerruttori when we return. Benusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network, part two with head coach Tom Cerruttori. Last year you swept Duluth in the split series because of the power outage, but you've been really good against them lately. There's no one reason why, is there?
No, Schulze, again, you can't put a finger on those things. You know, going into last weekend's game, we were 1-4-1 against Lake Superior State, you know, the last six games, and we played pretty good hockey, and Duluth played pretty good hockey against us. And I've said it 20 times, I think, this week to different media, but it's the coin flip. It's the last bounce. It's the last break. And that's what it boils down to. And you saw the games too, Schulze, and that's what it boils down to. And, you know, we've been fortunate enough to have a little success as of late against Duluth, but again, it's no more than just, again, getting that last bounce.
Scott Sandlin's been there now for what seems forever. How has he, from the outside looking in, obviously, how has he solidified that program and made it his?
Well, I mean, first off, look at the tenure he's been there. He's been there, I've been here 16 years. I think Sandy's been there 17 or 18 years. And that's a long time. So he's done a great job solidifying that program as a national contender year in and year out. I mean, they've won a national title. They've been to two Frozen Fours. One of them, obviously, was when they won it in 2011, and I think the other one was 2006. You know, their share of NCAA tournaments, and they've had their share of success. And Scott does an outstanding job, and his staff does an outstanding job. He's a great guy, and it's great to see the Minnesota schools have success.
They're not number one in the rankings and the pairwise for nothing. Is this one of their better teams that they've had as far as depth, as far as skill, as far as everything?
Pretty good. You know, they've had some good teams. So that team at 1-11 was pretty good.
And you beat them.
Yeah, we beat them. But, you know, Jack Conley was the Hobie Baker winner that year. And, you know, they had JT Brown, the younger Conley. But this team is also good. This team is a little different team. I think they've got four senior defensemen. So they're you know, they've got experience in the back line, and then they got Neil Pionk, who's a sophomore, and you know, Neil's emerged as one of the top defensemen in the country. So they're really strong in the back line with experience and talent, and of course they're up front is the same thing. I mean, they've got good balance up front, and they've got a good senior class. They could have lost a couple of these guys in the National Hockey League last year, the Susie kid, you know, Dom Toninato, Maya Follow, and they kept these kids for the for this run, and you know, there is, you know, and they're deep on the front line as well. So they're a good team. Are they the best team they've had? Maybe. Time will tell, but they've had some good teams over the course of the last 7-8 years.
You slowed down Lake State's breakout last week, took 5 out of 6. Is there anything you can do to slow down and give you the best possibility for success against Duluth?
You know, we're not going to, you know what, we're not, tactically, we're not going to do anything different. I mean, we're just going to obviously play the way we play. And sometimes, again, you have to do certain things, obviously, you know, against the competition. We just want to do the same thing we did last weekend against Lake Superior State, Schulze, and we'll just pressure the puck, and we're just going to make sure we've got our F3 in a good spot and just play the game and let the guys' instincts take over. I think right now, too, it's been finals week. We haven't done much. We've only practiced Schulze Tuesday and Wednesday for an hour and Thursday for an hour. We didn't practice on Monday. We haven't talked about Duluth other than the scouting report on Thursday for about 15 minutes. So this game this weekend, and it's the same thing with Duluth. They had finals too. You know, we didn't really concentrate too much on Duluth. We concentrated more on Bemidji State.
How much do you need the fans that are listening to this tonight to go get tickets for tomorrow night's game and really make sure that the Beaver faithful are the ones in the stands tomorrow night?
Well, again, it's going to be great hockey, and we've got an outstanding product. Duluth's number one in the country. Again, it's worth the price of admission because it's going to be entertaining.
There's heat in the Sanford Center, too. Won't be cold in there.
Exactly.
Best of luck tonight, Tom.
Thanks, Schulze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.